Yellow.
Hello, good evening. Is Melissa Reeves there?
That's me.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion or national opinion surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And also, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
63.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you a list and let me know two of them. First one, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, or providing affordable child care, standing up to the rising racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving K-12 public school education, improving the economy, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, or increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, or reducing crime, or reducing gun violence.
There's no all of the above.
Just two of them. If you would like me to read the list again,
No, you don't have to read it again. Women's rights, the first one.
Okay.
And was it something about voting rights, discrimination, whatever that one is.
Voting rights. Okay. Protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I thought it was getting better.
Thank you so much. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Keeping up.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. I'm going to read your list. And first one says, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, too many people depending on the government for handouts, or poor work ethic, poor life choices and values by some, lack of good paying job opportunities, racism and discrimination, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, or not enough good role models?
Give me the list again, please.
Sure. First one, the breakdown of the traditional family structure. Next one, unfair or rigged economy system for the rich. Next one, too many people depending on the government for handouts, or poor work ethic, poor life choices and values by some, lack of good paying job opportunities, racism and discrimination, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, not enough good role models.
Okay. Inadequate opportunities or something for the poor?
Okay.
Yeah.
Inadequate programs to help people in poverty? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which do you think it is the biggest reason. First one on the list is too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets. Next one, too many guns floating our streets. Next one, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, or too many young people not being properly parented and raised, or not enough police officers on the streets, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, reduce funding for public services to help people in need, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promoted bad values, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, or lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity.
Well, I'm going to say too many guns. Look around. Too many guns.
Okay.
That was enough.
Okay. Guns. One more, please.
Oh.
Will you let me to read the list?
No. Not enough programs to help. What was that, like at the bottom, toward the bottom of the list?
Would that be reduce funding for public services to help people in need?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that one.
Thank you so much. Now, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
Yeah, a lot.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Oppose?
Oppose strongly or somewhat?
So I'm opposing them trying to ban the book, right? Correct?
Right. The question says, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Correct. So,
right.
Oppose. You oppose that. Okay. Yes. So, do you strongly or somewhat oppose that?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one on the list is Barack Obama. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
80.
Thank you so much. How about the gay rights movement? How will you rate that organization from 0 to 100?
80.
Thank you. About the feminist movement, how will you rate that from 0 to 100?
60.
60, okay. Mm-hmm. About Beyonce?
Seventy-five.
Thank you so much. About Joe Biden?
Eighty.
Thank you. Next one, Kevin McCarthy. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Thank you so much. How about Hakeem Jeffries?
Seventy-five.
Thank you so much. About Kamala Harris?
75.
About Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
0.
Thank you. Black Lives Matters?
25.
Thank you. About the NAACP?
50.
Thank you. And last one, critical race theory or CRT?
50.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you so much. And switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, affirmative action ending. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
So this is me personally, or how
correct.
I think about it? Yeah.
Yep.
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's say 5.
Thank you. About climate change?
Yeah, 10.
10? Okay. Thank you. And how about the country's economy going into a recession soon?
A 10.
Thank you. Last one, crime and violence in this country.
8.
Thank you very much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some said the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. First one, the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Now, what's the answer? Strongly agree?
Correct.
And
strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, okay. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, ban assault weapons. Strongly agree?
Strongly agree. Yes.
Thank you.
Strongly agree.
About the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. About the government should provide free child care to all families.
What's the second one? That's somewhat.
Correct. We have strongly agree, somewhat yeah. agree,
okay.
somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree. Yeah. Somewhat agree. Yes.
Next one. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
So read the question again, please.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers?
Under the age of 18.
Yep.
I somewhat agree. Yes.
Thank you. Last one, raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? First one, fathers adopting a child, or when dealing with a mental health episode, sickness or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, mothers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, or death of a family member.
Oh, I'm supposed to pick one?
Please. Mm-hmm. In which of any of those situations shall employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off?
Okay. Well, definitely when mothers give birth, right? Is that one?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Yes, that one.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we're almost done. Thank you so much again for your time, for your patience. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not often, or not at all often?
Not often.
Thank you so much. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? First one, home was vandalized or broken into?
Yes.
Okay. Has not happened? Okay. And how about money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay. About violent crime, such as assault?
No.
Last one, car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you very much. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're over. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Some college.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I go with urban.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. First one, your local TV news. Would that be very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Thank you. How about Fox News? Very often? Somewhat often?
Never?
Okay.
Whichever one that is.
Thank you. How about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Thank you. How about CNN? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Thank you. Last one, MSNBC. Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Somewhat often.
Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And do you consider a strong Democrat or not that strong Democrat?
I'll say strong.
Thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or no health insurance?
Medicare.
Thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your school, or I'm sorry, in your household? You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or parents, your child or children, another relative, retire, or on a fixed income?
Okay. What's the question? Okay, who
is the primary breadwinner in your household?
Right. Okay, so the last one was what?
The answer is you?
Yes.
Your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parent or parents, your child or children, another relative or retire on a or on a fixed income?
Okay, retire on a fixed income.
Okay, thank you so much. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000, $30,000. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.